This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing at the Rojgar Mela today. The Prime Minister, speaking at the Rojgar Mela, said the Rojgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalyst in building a Viksit Bharat.
रोजगार मेलों के माध्यम से अब तक लाखों नौजवानों को भारत सरकार में परमानेंट जॉब मिल चुकी है। आज भी आप में से कई ने भारतीय रेल में अपने दायित्वों की शुरुआत की है। कई साथी अब देश की सुरक्षा के भी प्रहरी बनेंगे, कुछ साथी हेल्थ फॉर ऑल मिशन के सिपाही होंगे और बहुत से साथी भारत के औद्योगिक विकास को नई रफ्तार देंगे।
PM added young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building and the world acknowledges today that India possesses two boundless strengths, demography and democracy. The 16th Rojgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rojgar Melas across the country. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cutoff position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. AAIB said the investigation team will review the additional evidence being sought from stakeholders. In Chhattisgarh, 23 miles, including 9 females, have surrendered to the police in Sukma district today. District Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said that a total reward of 1 crore 18 lakh rupees was declared on these moists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Viksit Bharat vision will become a reality only through the development of southern states. Viksit Keralam is an integral part of Viksit Bharat, Mr. Shah said while addressing a ward-level leadership meeting of BJP at Pothaarikandam Maidan in Thiruvananthapuram today. He emphasized that governance without corruption is the core vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that is fundamental to Kerala's development. Earlier in the way, Mr. Shah inaugurated the new state office building of the BJP in Thiruvananthapuram. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman laid foundation stones and inaugurated several transformative projects worth nearly 1,087 crore rupees in Meghalaya. Speaking during an integrated public program at the LARITI, the International Center for Performing Arts and Culture in Shillong, she lauded Meghalaya's steady growth and bold vision under the leadership of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. The finance minister said Meghalaya has made full use of the 5,400 crore rupees allocated under special assistance to states for capital investment. She said that several states have struggled to make full use of their sanctioned amounts while Meghalaya stands out for using its entire share efficiently. In a firm display of its commitment to global peace and security, India has deepened its cooperation on counter-terrorism efforts by engaging 26 countries through joint working groups on counter-terrorism. Ministry of External Affairs annual report for 2024 stated that these strategic dialogues underscore India's proactive stance in fostering international collaboration to combat the growing threat of terrorism. In his address at the 22nd annual convocation of Nalsar University of Law in Hyderabad today, CGI Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai said even though our legal system is badly in need of fixing, he remains optimistic and these fellow citizens will rise to the challenges. He said the country and its legal system are facing unique challenges like delays in trials which can sometimes go for decades. He also mentioned that in certain cases, someone has been found innocent after spending years in jail as an under trial. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.